Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my name is Damona Hoffman, and I'm a certified dating coach. You may know me from The Drew Barrymore Show, where I am the official love expert, or from my Dear Damona advice column in the LA Times, but my true labor of love is what you're listening to right now, the Dates and Mates podcast. This show just wrapped our 10th season, and over the years, I've had the opportunity to interview many celebrities and authors, matchmakers, and more, and season 11 is right around the corner. I'll tell you what you can expect to hear out of the next season in just a moment. But first, I thought we'd take a moment just to reflect on this past year. I would say in all my 10 years of podcasting, this year was the best one yet. You know what? Instead of just sitting here talking about it, why don't I let you listen to some of the highlights? First up is Rachel Lindsay. She's a podcaster, author, and TV host, but you probably know her as the first Black Bachelorette. I love the exploration of the road not taken. Mm-hmm. I think about that all the time,
all the time.
Sliding doors moments. Back in the day when your coworkers were telling you, you should apply for The Bachelor, and you thought it wasn't something for you, I'm sure you couldn't have even really pictured this life that you're living right now.
Oh my gosh, not even close. I mean, going into the bachelor world, bachelor nation, the bachelor clan, as I like to call them, they have certain stereotypes of
black
people.
Is that clan with a C or a K?
It's a K.
Okay. Okay. Just checking.
There are certain stereotypes that they had for me. And I know that I was chosen for a reason, right? I know that they saw my resume and I checked certain boxes for them. And they said, okay, if we're going to have a first, it's going to be her because she makes sense to this audience. They can easily accept her. She's a lawyer. Her dad's a judge. She went to private school. Okay. She's a good one. They didn't say that, but they were saying that. So there was a certain stereotype that I felt like I fit in to be chosen to do that. What they weren't ready for is I am that, but I am also a Black woman who's always going to represent herself as a Black woman who's going to call out certain things that contradict that, which I did.
Ooh, Rachel spilled a little more of the tea than I expected. Another person who always keeps it real is Cammie Crawford. You may know her as the co-host of MTV's hit series, Catfish. And here she is sharing a mind-blowing dating safety tip with me. I'm curious, when you've done the Google search, it's not necessarily going to come up straight up so-and-so serial killer. You almost have to do a secondary level of research, don't you? Sometimes you have to triangulate the situation.
Well, my favorite go-to is first, last name, mugshot. And that usually comes up because those are like free sites where they post them.
Okay, that's genius.
And it has come up before where I hadn't heard from a friend in like a week and a half. And I was like, this is so weird. So I Googled first, last name, mugshot. Sure enough, I'm like, oh, she's in jail. Like now I know.
I swear, Cammie, I have thought of a lot of things. It has never occurred to me to Google first name, last name, mugshot.
Yeah.
So that is a hot tip. I don't just interview people on dating shows. Occasionally, old friends and comedians stop by to share their two cents on the current state of the date. This is The Daily Show correspondent, Roy Wood Jr. When I was running the NBC talent diversity program, the diversity stand-up NBC, which you were the star of in 2005, I think.
Somewhere there.
One of the comedians had a joke about walking on the street side and not wanting to walk on the street side because he's like, look, we just met, like, maybe we could just walk single file. And then if we get hit, we both get hit together. And I swear to you, Roy, that was the first time I had even heard that that was a convention, like that the guy was supposed to walk on the street side. Like, my parents are very non-traditional. I didn't know that that was a thing. Was there a rule book that I missed on chivalry or something?
No, there's just certain things. But then I got chewed out by a woman I dated one time for getting on the up escalator in front of her with the idea of if she fell, she would tumble back down the stairs and I needed to be behind her to catch her. And then the same thing going down the down escalator, I should be in front of you so that if you fall down the escalator, I can squat and, oh, I saved you, chivalry.
We were even joined by the OG dating and sex columnist, Dan Savage, who's someone I truly admire. And he set me straight on a few things that straight people can learn from gay daters.
You know, I think one of the things that straight people have learned from gay people over the last like 30, 40 years is more straight people have gotten to know the gay people that they know, is that for gay couples, monogamy is a choice that they make consciously and together. It's not a default setting. It's a discussion.
And last but certainly not least, there was clinical psychologist Orna Guralnick, the star of my very favorite TV show, Couples Therapy, and the gems that she dropped about relationships. How do you get underneath it when somebody, especially someone who's in partnership with somebody that's like, I'm in pain, I need this process to heal our relationship, and the other person is just like, we're fine, everything is fine, this isn't an issue, this is your problem?
First of all, when one person in a partnership is in pain and the other person says they're not, I don't believe that ever could be true. It's just that the person who's not in pain is out of touch with some way that they're not well in the relationship. So it's just a matter of time and how to get access to that part of the person. Because people in a relationship, the relationship is my patient and it's the unit. And, you know, if your liver is suffering, ultimately the kidney's suffering too. There's no way for it not to impact each other. But in terms of like, my own, like, how do I get underneath it? How do I deal with it? To some degree, it's a little bit of like the client is always right, in the sense that if I can't get through to someone, my basic stance is it's my failing and I have to figure it out. So if I'm not connecting to someone, what am I failing to understand? How am I failing to create some kind of empathic link there? What am I blocked to? I have to go back and ask myself, what's going on? Like, what am I refusing here? Like, where am I failing to see the part of him that is actually asking for help?
From bachelor drama and online dating detective work to flipping the script on traditional relationships, like I said, it's been an exciting year on the Dates and Mates podcast. And the hits will keep on coming when we launch season 11 next week, Tuesday, August 22nd, featuring an intimate conversation with certified sexologist Shan Boudram. She's Bumble's official dating expert and the host of Roku's new show, The Marriage Pact. By the way, before I go, I want you to know that we have heard your feedback, and you will also notice some changes to Dates and Mates next week. The episodes will now be shorter and more action-packed. You'll still hear the amazing in-depth interviews that you love most weeks, but we will also sprinkle in some all Dear Damona episodes. And as for the dating dish, you'll still be able to hear my dish on the hottest headlines, only now you can also see me as we move these juicy parts of the show to TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And speaking of social media, keep your questions coming in. The DMs are always open. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok at Damona Hoffman. And your question could be answered in a future Dear Damona episode. We hope that you enjoy your new and improved Dates and Mates experience. Make sure that you are subscribed so you don't miss 1 minute of season 11. Thanks for listening. And until next week, when we launch season 11, I wish you happy dating.